while again with radio's home folks, Think and Fade, written by Paul Reimer.
Pull a foot up this porch swing, but I think us two can manage it okay. I could be on the roof. No, that won't be necessary. Uh-oh. Here's my thought.
Why?
I'll stand on the railing, and you pick up the porch swing in the middle and lift. Lift it as high as you can, see?
Elbow Rogers and Belvedere died from putting up a porch swing.
Yeah?
Lazy fella, Elbow Rogers was.
Huh?
His wife told him to put up the porch swing, and he laid plans for doing it. But he hated the prospect of any work. Let the job slide from day to day and worried, and finally set himself a deadline to put the porch swing up of a Tuesday. And when Tuesday rolled around, he'd worried himself into a decline and passed away at noon. That's laziness, eh?
Yeah. Well, shall we get going here? I'll stand on the railing,
hey,
and you grab a hold of the
Dad.
Porch. Hello, ma'am.
What you doing?
Good afternoon, Sadie.
How are you, Uncle Fletcher?
First rate, thanks. Pushed my dinner pretty close with a sack of peanuts, but I've perked up considerable since then. Right now, I'm bothered
healthy as... What's going on?
We're putting up the porch swing.
Why?
Uncle Fletcher's idea.
I just tell Rush here, Sadie, about Elbow Rogers and Belvedere. You remember Elbow Rogers, I expect.
I was never acquainted with anybody in Belvedere.
Yes, very well-known fella. Married a woman 16 years old, went into the harness business, got rich, and later died.
Who gave you permission to pull off any such stunt as this?
Well, Uncle Fletcher got the idea it'd be a good thing to be the first people in the city to put up their porch swings. See, people don't start putting up their porch swings till around June. Here is only a hop, skip, and a jump from Christmas. We figure we'll scoop the neighborhood. And besides, we're having nice weather these
you
days.
You turned my fruit room upside down, huh, without me.
We didn't do much damage down there.
Much damage?
Uncle Fletcher knocked over a quart jar of peaches, and I broke a bottle of watermelon pickle.
Yes.
Sometimes I just don't know, Rush. You're supposed to be a great, big, enormous high school gentleman, age 14, but sometimes I just don't know.
Uncle Fletcher's idea.
That's the finest.
Got something in my tooth here, I believe. Yeah, got something in my tooth. Ever have that happen, Sadie?
Yeah.
No fool about it. Got something in my tooth.
Horse swing. This time of the year.
Uncle Fletcher's idea.
Oh, stop saying that.
Well, he's our guest, Annie. Have to treat his suggestions with halfway respect, Annie. Don't I?
Oh.
Should we take the porch swing back down cellar?
Yes. I had the feeling there was something in my tooth. Feeling began to grow on me, and finally I was convinced there was something in my tooth. Those things happen.
Should we take the porch swing back down cellar, Mom?
Remember Holly Meebles and Belvedere, Sadie?
No.
Married a woman 42 years old?
No.
Holly Meebles married a woman 42 years old, moved to Los Angeles, Colorado, moved to Indianapolis, Ohio, moved to Kansas City, Oklahoma, and later died. They tell a little story of Hallie, where he traded a lame horse for a gold-headed cane, and the fellow he was doing business
hello
with
there
pretended he was hard of hearing and wouldn't give him the correct change for a $5
hey,
bill.
Friend, do my eyes deceive me, or is it Uncle Fletcher?
Afternoon, Ray.
Afternoon to you. Why are all my relations clustered on the front porch?
Putting up the porch swing. In the middle of winter.
Uncle Fletcher's idea.
I told you to quit saying that.
Well, we haven't put it up yet. Should we take it down cellar again?
Had something in my tooth a minute ago, Rick.
There's a fact.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Rush and I are putting up the porch swing.
So I see.
My idea.
Uh-huh.
Thought we'd get it ahead of everybody else in town. Most people, you know, they put up the porch swing along about June.
Uh-huh.
We'll beat them by several months.
I see.
Having pretty weather these days, too. Very pleasant to sit outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Should we take it back down cellar, Mom?
Well, you got it up here now. Take it back to the fruit room. You'd probably break another quart jar of peaches and a bottle of watermelon pickles.
Well, shall we install it?
You might as well.
Okay, Uncle Fletcher.
Something in your tooth?
No, we're going to put up the porch swing.
Fine. I'll get on the roof.
No, that won't be necessary.
Vic Sadie here was just telling me about Elbow Rogers and Belvedere.
Wasn't he? Such a thing.
You remember Elbow, I expect. Married a woman 16 years old, went into the harness business, got rich, and later died. Elbow Rogers was the laziest somebody to climb
up on the railing.
What for?
So Uncle Fletcher can hand me up the porch swing.
No.
Again. Well, you said we could install the porch swing.
Get down off in there. Probably get hurt. No job for children. Vic.
At your service, Dr. Seach.
Climb on the railing.
Me?
Yes, we'll hand you up the porch swing, and you can put the chain on the hook.
There must be some mistake. I'm not interested in porch swings, chains, or hooks. I'm about to go in the house and stretch out on the Davenport.
Oh, jump up there. Let's get through with this silliness.
When you say silliness, you hit the nail right on the head. However, I wash my hands.
He got the porch swing out of the basement, and there's no sense in dragging it back again. It's terrible, uncivilized, wild to be putting up porch swings in the wintertime, but...
I'll get on the roof.
No, Uncle. Climb up there.
Oh. I'll climb up.
No.
I'm no baby.
Chances are 1,000,000 to 1. You'd slip and fall and break your arm.
I've climbed on that rail an 800,000 times, and I never...
Will you move it? Let's not stand out here all day.
Was putting up the porch ring my idea?
That's my idea, Vic.
I suppose you'd have him teeter around and walk the tightrope on that railing.
Yeah.
Fantastic event to take place in this household or enough to drive a man into a passion. Very well. You will now have the pleasure of watching me slip and fall and break my arm.
All right.
Ready to put her up, huh?
Yeah.
Who wants me on the roof?
Nobody. Rush and I can handle it just fine. Grab a hold, Rush.
Okay.
You people will be ahead of everybody else in town when it comes to being the first ones to have a porch swing to sit in.
Yeah.
Remember Lottie Flitdum there in Belvedere that got engaged to a woman 15 years old and gave her the mittens for a woman 26 years old and finally wound up marrying a woman 39 years old?
Huh.
Later died?
Huh. You all sick?
I'm in a delicate state of balance. I wouldn't be surprised when I fall off and back to my skull.
Well, grab a hold of the tiller while we get the swing ready to hand to you.
Come home on a bleak winter's day and find my family putting up porch swings just like it was the sultry summertime.
Well, the neighbors do probably think we've gone insane. Here, no, Uncle Fletcher, leave loose. Rush and I will handle that.
I had better get on the roof, huh?
No, stay where you are. But maybe you'd better stand back. You'll have to get hurt. We're old veterans at putting up porch swings.
Why?
Grab a hold, right?
I'm waiting for you.
I'm waiting for a train. I haven't got much sense. I come home from the office and amuse myself by doing acrobatic stunts on my
Will you move back a step or two, Uncle Fletcher?
Something in your tooth?
No, there's nothing in my tooth.
Oh, I misunderstood you. I thought you said there was something in your tooth. You said you wanted me on the roof.
No.
Why? They do sound alike, tooth, roof.
There's nothing in my tooth, Uncle Fletcher, and nobody wants you on the roof. Will you just please move back a step or two?
Not at all.
I'm set up here, Fred. Probably you've forgotten.
Will you grab a hold, please?
I was grabbing a hold, and you took time out to chat with Uncle Fletcher.
Yeah.
Will you grab a hold again?
Uh-huh. Vic, remember Vernon Sproples there in Sycamore?
Yeah, married a woman 87 years old.
Vernon Sproples did?
Yeah.
I never heard that. If he married a woman 87 years old, he must have done it after he went out of the powdered rabbit business and moved to San Francisco, Oregon.
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
All right, Vic, get ready.
Well, I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
You and your porch swings in the wintertime.
Uncle Fletcher's idea.
Uncle Fletcher's a smart cookie. You can seize an idea and then stand back to see it executed by a
Well, here's the change. Take them, please.
Get a good grip on the pillar.
I'm not very happy.
I could just as well be up on the roof.
What the hell was you doing there, Willie?
That was funny a minute ago, Sadie, when you said you had something in your tooth, and I thought you said you wanted me on the roof. They do sound alike, tooth and roof. I don't know. You have to take life the way you find it, I guess.
You got that one, Hook?
Yeah.
All right, now the other.
Well, wait a second while I get my equilibrium.
So, Vernon Sproples married a woman 87 years old, did he, Vic?
Yeah.
And this was after he moved to San Francisco, Oregon?
Yeah.
Is that a fact?
Hook?
Yeah.
All right, hop down before you fall and hurt yourself.
Well, Uncle Fletcher, we got our porch swing up.
First ones of the season, by George.
Huh? You ought to sit down.
Leave room myself.
And leave room for me.
I bet we're the only people in the whole state of Illinois sitting out in their porch swing.
Where am I going to sit?
Something in your tooth?
No. Where am I going to sit, Sage?
Well, you know this porch swing only holds three.
I put up the porch swing, huh? But I don't get to sit in it, huh?
You appreciate it only holds three.
Fine.
Remember Bert Yakey there and Sterling Vic?
No.
Used to wear short knickerbocker pants. And a big straw hat with roses in it?
No.
Bert Yakey married a woman 19 years old, moved to Minneapolis, Michigan, went into the evaporated vinegar business, learned to do after-dinner tricks with a lighted cigar, shot his brother's big toe off with a .22 rifle by mistake, and later died.